Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Wandering One podcast, brought to you by Wandering One Studios and me, your host, Link Flores. How are you guys doing? It is Thursday, August 21st, 2025. And I'd like to say thank you to everyone who's been listening to the podcast, sharing wherever you can. That'd be great. I didn't get any emails about people putting the podcast on their friends' phones. It's fine. I was mostly teasing about that anyway. But it would be great if you would share the podcast with a friend, family, coworker, lover, paramour, baby daddy, baby mama, mama's mamas, baby's mama's mamas, whoever, right? That'd be great. Also, check out the Patreon. I have some ideas for some new content that I want to try to get done this weekend, including a new kind of thing that's more focused on music. And another one that's focused a little bit more on gaming or movies. So I'm going to be looking into doing some more content like that over on Patreon. Stuff that's a little bit more focused and isn't as rambling as the podcast can be. And generally speaking, is. I'm still currently on a hiatus from Twitch, although I will pop over there occasionally and do a stream. And I'm debating maybe even doing one tomorrow, which would be Friday, August 22nd. So hopefully you'll hear this before then. If not, you can always still check me out over at twitch.tv/linkib for gaming content, art, and much, much more. Yeah, man. this week has been a lot. A lot of planning, a lot of preparation, a lot of machinations and behind-the-scenes scheming and maneuvering. Trying to get my shit together, basically, is what I'm saying. Looking around at jobs still. I actually have decided that I'm going to take the swing again at Backstage and see if I renew my membership there. If I can, like I said, the last time around, I was going to do it for a year and see if it bore any fruit and I'd leave it alone. It's been a little over 6 months since I stopped it. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm giving it a shot going into the holiday season. Maybe they'll be able to pick up some seasonal work. I noticed that there are some game companies around that are hiring for voice acting and stuff like that. I mean, even if it's just something as simple as, hey, if you want to stand in as a commercial actor, you know, be in the background, I'm fine with getting extra work, you know. Hey, that guy was just really cool as person number three at the cafe. You know what I mean? Like, you know, those medication commercials or whatever, it's almost always like something. There's people coming out of an eating establishment. There's a lot of stuff about swimming and horseback riding and outdoor activities. It's like, you know, especially for stuff which is really weird that you wouldn't think about. But I'll get into that in a second. But yeah, like I'm looking for acting work of any kind. So, hey, maybe if you hear something, you could swing my way and send it to me. Hit me up over on Patreon, patreon.com/WanderingOneStudios. Follow for free and support if you like. I'm going to be working on adding another tier to that as well. And that's going to be specifically for artwork that I'm creating for a specific thing. And I'm going to be opening, like I said, here's the thing. I've opened commissions, but I haven't announced that I've opened commissions because I still need to work out a commission scale. So I'm kind of checking out other artists, see what their commission rates are like. Or basically not even that they're like, how they scale their commissions, how they do X, Y, or Z thing. And then kind of use that format to plan how I want to push forward when it comes to doing commissioned work, as far as artwork is concerned. So yeah, this it's less about like not having the time or the ability. It's more about like not wanting to make a federal case out of the thing. You know what I mean? Like I know that my artwork deserves to be paid for. I get that. I understand that. I also know that people don't have a lot of money to just throw around at artwork these days. So. It's not like back in olden days, I guess, you know, like pre or around the time of the Renaissance when you could be like, I'm a patron of the arts. You could just pay an artist to live in your house and shit and just create shit for you. People don't do that anymore. The closest we got is Patreon, maybe OnlyFans. That's about as close as we're going to get. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking about that a lot lately. Just the plots and schemes and the ways and means and things. I hadn't bought any more mushroom coffee, so like my sleep schedule has been a little erratic. It's slowly starting to come back together, but it seems like everything I eat is just setting my stomach ablaze. Like every time I take a bite of anything, it's like, nope, stomach says no. I had a short little pause there. I'm getting a little tired. Like I said, it's just because I yawn and then sometimes I'll cough and I just want to cough into the microphone. But yeah, it's something else trying to recalibrate your sleep schedule. Like I said, then my stomach is being kind of weird and funky, and I'm not thrilled about that. I don't know what else I can do about that though. Like my stomach being weird is just, it's a fact of life at this point. Like there's not a whole lot that I can do differently. I think the only exception is probably going to be just kind of cutting out any kind of meat or greasy foods for a while, like most all of it. I'm basically going to do like a pancreatic diet, you know what I mean? Where you're eating like really bland, plain food. See if that helps reset my stomach. Because the mushroom coffee was actually helping with my digestion a lot. But the problem was, I think it was the extra caffeine. I was leaning on that a little too much, you know? Anybody else ever do that? Like you get into like a supplement or something like that. And then when you stop having it, it's kind of like a drug in a way, you know what I mean? Because caffeine is a drug, but you know, when you don't have that thing, you can't function as properly or as normally as you would when you do have it. It's a weird kind of addiction to have, caffeine addiction. And I've never really been one for much caffeine. It does make me jittery. And I didn't drink a lot of the coffee, but I drank what I had when I had it. But yeah, like I said, when I ran out of it, and it's mainly because I would have probably kept buying it if Rise hadn't been such a shitty company to deal with. If they hadn't been so sneaky and underhanded in their dealings with me, I probably would have kept buying this stuff till the day I died. But that, and I'm looking for another company that's not as expensive for one. Rise is incredibly expensive. I mean, the fact that the stuff is a good product is a real downer because their customer service is just non-existent, basically. Here's the thing, it's not up to snuff. It's not that it's non-existent, it's not up to snuff for the amount of money you're paying for this stuff. They should be way more Johnny on the spot, and they're not. And it was really disappointing. I would have gladly done ads for them if they had been a little bit more. I would have done the shit for just like a bag every like 6 months. I'm not even gonna lie. It was that good and it was helping me out that much that I would have been like, yeah, sure. I mean, I'll still buy the shit from you guys if you're not going to hand me, you know, a sponsorship deal or anything like that. But I'll do a read for free for like two bags of this shit a year for free. That'd be dope. You know, it was good stuff. And it's bummer. So I'm looking for another coffee company or something. Not even coffee, but just another kind of like gastrointestinal supplement brand. That's kind of what I'm getting at here. Something to help my tum-tums, man. Something to help my tum-tums. I don't know, but then, like I said, the coffee aspect of mushroom coffee was the thing that was bugging me. I was worried that I was relying on it too much for energy and not enough for not getting enough sleep. Which is kind of fucked up, too, because I also need to go to the dentist. I need to get a physical, you know. I'd love to just get, like, a full checkup and see what's going on. Getting some blood work done, but God, finding a doctor or a dentist is a pain in the ass. It's tough. And especially in an area like this where we're not necessarily a rural area anymore so much, but it's just not as densely populated as other areas in the city. Let's just be real. You know what I mean? And so like access to care is still kind of a thing. There are some decent hospitals in the area and probably some actually really good medical professionals, but knowing about them is going to be a task. And then there's the other thing too. This might not be a very popular opinion, but it's one that I don't give a shit if people think it's popular or not, because it's been my experience. I just feel like, as much as it's going to sound fucked up, I feel like a lot of white doctors don't give a shit about black patients. I know especially categorically, I've seen it happen with black women. Like, they could give a fuck less about treating black women. But black patients in general, they just kind of go like, whatever, figure it out. And it's like, that's all you fucking got? Like, when I went to this one place, I'm not going to hide from it because I went there. They got their money, so fuck them. Went to this place called Borland Groover, which is supposed to be like, oh, the preeminent gastrointestinal specialists and this, that, and the other bullshit. Did all this testing, colonoscopy, you know, did a biopsy of my stomach and my colon, and they were just like, I don't know, take this medicine. I'm like, fuck you. You just did all this shit just to tell me to take a fucking pill? No. And then I took some of the pills because I'm like, you know what? It's either that or have this continual acidic reaction. I took the pills for a little while and I think it was like a week. And then after not even a full week, I was like, after 4 or 5 days, they just stopped working. And it was actually making my stomach hurt more to take them. And they were like, oh yeah, that happens. Motherfucker, are you serious? All this fucking education, thousands of dollars in hospital bills and stuff like that. Maybe tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical school. And your best answer to me is, Yeah, fuck you. And fuck them too. You know what I mean? Sincerely, fuck them. That was a lot of fucking money to shell out and to send our insurance for them to just be like, we don't know what happened, but yeah, the medicine sometimes doesn't work. It'll do that for a lot of people. Bitch, why are you prescribing it then? Figure something out. Where's the fucking science? Where's the medicine? You know what I mean? All that education just go right out your ass? I don't get it. It was really pissing me off. So trying to find a good doctor is really tough. I just think they were just like, fuck it, we'd take the money. Who gives a shit? I also feel like a lot of doctors in general don't give a shit. And that's really sad. So it's not just that it's a race component to it, which I do believe is a real thing. People think we live in this post-racial society. We don't. Try being black for a year. See how you feel about it afterwards. Try being Hispanic or Asian for a year. Let me know what you think after you've done it. Until you've done that, stop saying this stupid shit. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Race absolutely does play a factor in a lot of things in American life and just life in general. So yeah, there is that. But I do feel like white doctors don't, generally speaking, don't tend to give enough of a fuck about their minority patients. And you can't have that experience unless you live it. You know what I mean? And the other better proof was, the whole debacle with my poor mom. All the shit she went through. Thousands of dollars in hospital bills. Only for her to find out that the first doctor fucked up. And then they just kept fucking up along the way. And then another doctor who was here, was supposed to advise her, and was just kind of like, it's not really a big deal. Turned out it almost was. Could have killed her. I still have to figure out how I can fucking do something about that, because that dude needs to not be practicing medicine ever again. He could have killed my mom, fucking asshole. But yeah, like I said, unless you live that experience, you don't know that. So it's not your fault if you don't know, but I'm telling you now so you're not uninformed. So next time you see a friend and go like, man, I just think this doctor don't give a fuck. You'd be like, man, I heard this dude talk about that. You might be right. You might need to find a black doctor or something like that. I know it sounds fucked up, but hey, man, it is what it is. I think it's fucked up, too. I'd like to not have it happen. Let's put it that way. It's so fucked up that I wish it hadn't happened to me. How's that grab you? I was listening, and I was thinking about that, too, the racial component of things. Because there's a racial component to a lot of things, but not everything is necessarily racism. Right? There's certainly a racial component to quite a bit in American life, but not everything is generally speaking racism. And I actually watched this video from a guy whose channel I follow, and I generally respect and appreciate everything that I see on his channel. But he was saying this thing about Bernie Sanders coming after Kamala Harris. And, Bernie Sanders, one of the big problems that she had with her campaign, the reason she lost the election, was that she was listening to her billionaire advisors and donors rather than listening to the will of the American people. And so people came out in droves. Oh, how dare you attack this black woman? You're just a racist old Jewish man, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. Is it cool to say that shit? Probably not. But is he wrong? Not necessarily. Because Kamala Harris didn't win. If he was wrong about what he said, entirely wrong about what he said, she would have won. She was obviously the better candidate. She was definitely the more qualified of the two. Even without the benefit of having a full campaign season to run, she was clearly above and beyond the better candidate because she was already the fucking vice president. You know what I mean? When Joe Biden dropped out of the race, she was already the vice president. So she absolutely should have won. Just on the strength of her position, her years of experience, you know, her relationship to the American people. She was just better liked than Trump. But she made mistakes during the campaign. And it wasn't just her. It was also her team, because she has an army of people that are working for her. And to be able to look at somebody and say she didn't win just because she's black, it's kind of also dismissing the fact of, like, you know, people are still people. And I do think that, again, like I said, racism absolutely does play into, you know, people's decisions and people's lives in a very real way. But I think to just say that Bernie Sanders is a racist because he called out some faults in Kamala Harris's, I'm like, that's not true necessarily. And we can't just make that our knee-jerk reaction. You know what I mean? Here's the other thing. A lot of people were trying to poke holes at Bernie through this video I was watching on Reese's channel. And I'm like, you know, not for nothing. They're like, if he was so good, then why didn't he win? Because he was supposed to go into the, you know, he was supposed to be, you know, in the running for the pick, for the candidate, for the Democrats for several years in a row. Actually, several Democratic National Conventions in a row. Like, he was one of the front runners. People wanted him, but the Democratic Party said no. So it wasn't that he lost, as people were trying to say. It was that he was not selected to be their candidate. And the real truth is, it's because Bernie Sanders is a very polarizing figure. And when you think socialism in America, people generally think of two people. It's either going to be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or it's going to be Bernie Sanders. I mean, as far as politicians anyway. And there's nothing wrong with the ideas that they're positing necessarily, but because they're so polarizing, they're less likely to be effective when it comes to the campaign trail. It's just not. On a broader scale, we've seen it just because Trump's been elected twice already. Americans aren't ready for it. They're definitely ready for it, but their brains haven't caught up to their needs because people keep voting against their own self-interests. So somebody like Kamala Harris was a nice kind of middle-of-the-road solution and should have, generally speaking, borne out a better result than Donald Trump. But again, like I said, waiting them, the Democratic Party, and them not urging Joe to step down sooner, not saying, hey man, you know, hand it over to Kamala, let's get this full court press going right from the jump. You need to take a seat and relax. You've been vice president for 8 years, president for another four. It's time to take a fucking knee, dude. Relax. They had done that sooner. Who knows? And then the other thing, we're like, she spent, somebody pointed out in one of the videos that was attached to this Reese Waters video, is like another content creator that he pulled up, was like, Kamala spent $200 million in campaigning. How the fuck does that relate to the American people? Exactly. Like, don't bring that up. Like, the last thing I want to know is you got $200 million of other people's money to go out here and be like, hey, make me the leader of the free world. Fuck you mean? That resonates with me not at all. And then, you know, like, you have to look at missteps that were made. Not necessarily mistakes, but things that, like, you could have maybe improved upon or done better, right? And even if she had done anything perfectly, she still had her work cut out for her. Why is that, everybody? Say it with me. Because she's a black woman. Yes, you got 5 points for that one. Because she's a black woman. She was going to have to be exceptional. She couldn't just be average. She couldn't just be good. She couldn't just be, you know, she couldn't be even, like, great. She had to be exceptional. She had to be exemplary, legendary. She'd have to be next level to win as a black woman. We'd say black and Asian, like a minority woman, woman of color, however you want to phrase this, however you want to look at it, she was going to have a hard run. The fact that she did as well as she did is actually quite shocking to me, because it really did prove in a large way that more Americans than we thought were ready for not only a black president, but a black female president, an Asian female president, a female president, period. Was a huge, you know, it was a huge show of success in the fact that, like, we know that there's groundswell for it. We know that there's push for it. There's a chance that this could happen in our lifetime. And so I was like, yeah, there's lots of great things that she did, but she wasn't perfect. And for someone to call her out and say, like, yeah, you know, but you were doing this and you could have probably done that. I mean, the evidence is already there, much as people may not like to look at it. And I went and said something over on his video because I was like, you know, not for nothing. Like, she wasn't perfect. Do I think she should have won? Fuck yes, absolutely. But mistakes were made. And you know why we know they were made? Because she didn't win. And then when she didn't win, you saw the percentages of people who voted a certain way. Men? Okay, we're going to say this right here, right now. If you were a man and your reason for not voting for Kamala Harris was that she was a woman, you're an asshole and you're a moron. Period. If a guy can fuck, if men can fuck this country up for the last, you know, 100 or so years, a couple hundred years, what harm could a woman have done? Really? Sincerely? Generations upon generations of white dudes and a brown guy just thrown in the mix at the end have not course corrected this country enough to make it great in the first place. So what harm could she have done, really? And I really got irritated with listening to the comments and people just, you know, co-signing on this idea. I'm like, I want a black president. I want a brown president. I want our first female president. I want our first trans president. I want our first, you know, literally just like, well, anything short of robots. You know what I mean? Like, anybody on the spectrum who's going to be good for the job. I don't give a fuck what you look like, who you date, who you marry, what you worship. You know what I mean? As long as you're a decent human being and you're looking out for the interests of the American people, at this point, I'm ready to take practically anything. I'll take a goldfish with great ideas at this point compared to Trump. But just jumping on that bandwagon of she was inviolate and nothing she did was wrong is stupid and dangerous, because we end up deifying this person the same way that the MAGA people deified Trump. And that's the reason why they're literally willing to put their entire livelihoods on the line, because he says words and they're too stupid and indoctrinated by this MAGA philosophy to even look at anything else that might remotely be good for them. Anyway, yeah, that whole video series pissed me off. And it was just because I just hated the idea that, like, if we can't be objective in our criticisms and we can't see that there's weight and merit, even in some of the Republican policies, I'm sure are of merit and worthwhile, but it's just the people who are enacting them that are dangerous. And because we know that that's the case and we know that they have other really horrible shit waiting in the wings, that's why we won't stand for them, because we know that the way that they want to do things and the way that they want to run the country, the programs and policies they want to implement are ultimately going to be bad for the American people because of where they come from. Not what they are, but who's behind the wheel. You know what I mean? So anyway, yeah. And you could tell by the way people move, like who they'll tell you who they are when you just watch how they move. Yeah, it was crazy. Like, so many things have happened lately that I'm like, I'm just losing my mind about it. The Texas Democrats being locked up for not agreeing to possibly be locked up. So they're arresting in Texas. They were sending out warrants for arrest for Texas Democrats because they're trying to force this gerrymandering thing to give the Republicans 5 extra seats in the Congress. It's highly irregular for them to be doing it off of a census year, which has been a big thing. It's not illegal necessarily, but the way they're going about it feels very Gestapo-ish. Just the fact that all the Democrats, or most of them, were like leaving the state of Texas so they couldn't be forced into voting against this overwhelmingly Republican and ultimately, you know, it's doomed to succeed, gerrymandered map. And they knew they were fighting an uphill losing battle, but no one was helping them. And the president wasn't about to, you know, and the governor wasn't about to do the right thing either. Like, hey, knock this shit off. So, you know, with the emboldenment of MAGA and the Republican Party, they're just pounding down these people. They locked one state representative in the state senate house overnight because she refused to leave because they were telling her, well, you're going to be escorted out under police escort. But they were locking up so many people. She's like, I'm not taking that risk. You're not about to lock me up for some shit. Because what the other tactic is, if we can't force them to vote, then we can try to force enough of them in here that they still can't win. You know, they won't have enough votes to actually stop us. So as long as we get enough of them here that we can build a quorum and vote on whatever fuck shit we want to do, the ones who are here are going to be stuck because they're under the threat of imprisonment or, God forbid, anything else. And the ones who do get arrested, they won't have an option. They won't have an opportunity to fight back in the first place because they'll be locked out of the vote. It's really insidious and terrifying what they're doing. But man, ultimately, like, you know, it's very scary. Yeah, how about the new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, right? This guy EJ Antoni. He was actually caught on film during the January 6th insurrection riots. And he goes, I was just a bystander. I was just, you know, just walking around. I just wanted to see what's going on. You know, I didn't do anything. Got him all in video, just like hanging in the midst of the mob. It'd be one thing if he was like standing on the outside edges. You know what I mean? He was like maybe like 20 yards away. But like, ooh, that shit looks bad. But he's up front personal, just like right at the fucking lines. And you're like, this motherfucker right here, they think you're stupid and they want you to believe that, you know, like I said, you didn't see what you saw. And if you did, you know, if you did see what you saw and you want to blame us for some shit that we're doing, like the Republicans trying to gerrymander maps and stuff like that, then they want to go crazy. They start yelling and screaming and deflecting. Or, like we said before, they want to go and destroy shit so they'll lock you up. You know what I mean? They're just arresting people now just for being Democrats. Which seems very, very authoritarian and very fascist, doesn't it? Like, that's kind of what the Nazis did. That's why they're fucking terrible people. We're not even calling them people. They're terrible beings. They just happen to look like humans. Here's another one. Zero jail time. Remember we talked about the case of Mr. William McNeil Jr.? Young black man here in Jacksonville, Florida, got punched in the face by the police, made international news, literally showing up on the BBC, Al Jazeera, you know, and other like Sky News, other networks around the fucking world. Yeah, they looked right at Jacksonville, Florida, and were like, oh, guess what? Y'all about to be more Florida today? Yeah. Yeah, they decided they weren't going to file any charges against the officer who only, conveniently, is being known as D, the letter D, Bowers, and say he did nothing wrong. Because the strike that he used to punch Mr. McNeil in the face was a diversionary tactic. I'm going to start claiming that as a thing now. If I'm trying, it's a distractionary tactic is what he said. That's what I can do. I can just punch a motherfucker in the face like, distraction! Like, I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? Like, there's an old phrase that says you can't fight City Hall. Well, you can damn sure try. And the one thing I can say is without putting this man's, you know, full information out like they've done for Mr. William McNeil, we know everything about this dude except for his shoe size and blood type, but they're going to protect their little police officer, his little racist bitch who punched the guy who's buckled into a seat and sitting down defenseless. Bowers is going to have to quit. Because I'm not kidding. It's not a happy thing about Jacksonville. Like, no one's happy to report this, but these niggas shoot back. Like, there's no nice way to say it. Like, eventually, like, you'll find out, like, these people do shoot. It is the South. They do love guns. And more people than you would think have legal guns and just be walking around with them shits. So it won't be long before he mess up and run around the wrong person. And this could get real bad. I'm not saying it should. I'm not saying I hope it does. I'm saying this dude, if I was him, I'd be gone. I would take an extended leave of absence until I could find a way to sell my house remotely and leave. This would be my last week as a police officer in the state of Florida. I would move to fucking Saskatchewan before I would get caught a day outside in Florida after this shit. That is just crazy. That just lets you know how wide-reaching that kind of deviancy and evil is. You know what I mean? It goes all the way from the top, all the way down to the bottom, man. It wasn't bullshit when I said it. They really don't give a fuck. I mean, you could tell. Our HOA was the same thing. Try to squeeze this little vote past us to get quorum. And then because they did it in such a sneaky fucking way, they ended up shooting themselves in the foot because not enough people knew to show up, so they didn't go. And now they're like, well, what happened? We need to get a vote done. Yeah, well, you probably should do the shit the right way first, motherfucker, and then people show up. It's sad that they don't listen because nobody's really like, at the end of the day, I don't think anybody's really as mad at them as they would be if they had just not done sneaky shit. But you do sneaky underhanded shit, it does come back eventually. We'll see. This place is bizarre, though. I was just driving around today, again, with the dumbest people on the planet behind the wheel. There's some asshole who was in a white truck. He was riding my ass for about half a mile. And literally, this dude's like weaving back and forth between the traffic. We get to a stoplight. He's maybe a half a car length ahead of me. I'm like, was it worth it there, Speed Racer, to get here a full like 2.5 seconds ahead of everybody else? But here's what I said about this kind of like confident stupidity and how terrifying it is. Guess what's emblazoned across the back of this guy's license plate? The letters WHTCHR. Got another one of them fucking looked around the truck. You know, this, you can tell these people are not bright enough to keep their shit inside. He's got that, you know, American flag sticker where it's black and white, but they have the blue stripe running through it. What is that? That seems very disrespectful of the flag to change its coloration just because. Also another one you love is the Punisher logo that they put the you know cop shield and shit behind. The Punisher hated cops, actually. These are people who also don't know their comic books or anything like that and don't know the origin of the character. This is a character who probably would have shot most of these people who have that thing on their truck, let's be honest. And then, yeah, and walking through the grocery store, I saw this dude with, he had this shirt, I'm trying to remember what it said. I think it said Ice Ice Baby, and it was like the Ice Agent logos. The one of them had that, and then the other one had something about like Alligator Alcatraz on his shirt, and I wanted to smash their fucking heads together. I really did. I'm like, we don't need any of this. This is fucking insane. And I felt like, in a way, I'm like, I felt like it's almost on me to like jump these two dudes and make sure that they can't exist anymore. But you can't do that. You know, like, I don't need to go to jail. As much as I feel like the world would be a better place without these kind of assholes, you just can't inflict your will on people like that. It's fucked up as it sounds. And as much as they probably deserve it too. There we go. Hopefully this will hold out until I can get the podcast done, though. But yeah, you know, it's been nuts. This whole spend money to make money thing's been ridiculous, too. I do need to work on Patreon, so trust me when I say I'm going to be working at that. But like I said earlier about the patrons of the arts, it doesn't really work without you guys. So I just wanted to say thank you once again, you know, 33 minutes into the episode. Which is a perfect time to talk about the title of the episode, which is 44 minutes. And the reason that's coming up right now is because in last week's episode, as I'm sure you've seen if you've read the title of this at all, there was an instance where I was trying to make a point. And this happens to me occasionally. Usually I'm pretty good about it, but this one time I think I just got a little overwhelmed. Like I said, I haven't been sleeping so great, and I think the thoughts ran out of my face. See, just happened there. Ran out of my mouth, my face, and came with the fouth. I'm like, okay, yeah, there we go. But the thoughts were coming out of my face faster than my brain could keep up with them. And in that particular moment, about 44 minutes in, I mentioned the idea of, the concept of autism. What I was trying to say was that you have two camps of people who say either autism didn't exist until recently, or, you know, it's happened, it's been around forever. Like, you know, it's part of humanity, basically. And I ended up omitting that second portion, and it sounded like I was saying that, like, autism was, like, a dangerous thing, or, like, you know, like some kind of aberrant condition. That's probably the best way to put it. Some kind of aberrant condition. And what I was really trying to say is, if it was something that had been around since time immemorial and it was such a bad fucking thing, you know, if it was so detrimental and so horrible and such a worrisome thing that we needed to be focused on and trying to eradicate, people would have found a way to do that by now, which means that it's probably just part of the fucking human experience and is very normal and natural. And because it's a spectrum, we're all kind of on it, and maybe we should stop being dicks about it. So that was what I was saying. But it was pointed out to me that, you know, it didn't quite sound that way. And I'm like, ooh, yes, let's go ahead and clear up that misconception right away. Because I have autistic people in my life, and I genuinely and truly believe that autism is a superpower. And I think it's also, again, because it's a spectrum, we're all kind of somehow, I think, in, you know, grand ways, and then sometimes in small ways, I think we all have autism. I think it's less that it's a disability, more than it is like a modifier, like in a video game, right? Like some of the best and brightest end up having autism. You see them create amazing works of art, do incredible things in science and music and industry. But they have this condition that kind of puts their game on hard mode. And to be able to survive and to function and be a human being with that already like stacked into your deck, pretty fucking impressive if you ask me. And it's part of what makes humanity so wonderful and beautiful is that no two players are going to play the game alike, right? You know what I mean? Everybody gets their own shot at this shit. So, yeah, I'm glad I could clear up some of that misconception. And I'm glad it was pointed out to me by my dear friend, Sam. Thank you very much. And it was really awesome that we also had a very much more expanded conversation about it later, which I would love to do again. Maybe even on a podcast at some point. But I think that that's one of the reasons why, like, it's great to have some accountability. You know what I mean? It's great to have you guys write in, because that was a written thing that I got to talk about. And then I went back and listened to it. I'm like, oh yeah, that does sound horrible, but that's definitely not what I meant. And we got to work that shit out, man. And then I got to tell you guys, because in case you missed it, you know, now you can go back and listen to that episode and hear what was said. And then you get the full context of the story, you know? And that's a good thing, man. It's really cool that, like, you know, somebody would be nice enough to do that, because it could help us. Could help each and every one of us, you know? I did some stuff today, like posted just out of fucking control. It's absolutely bizarro bongo weirdo world out there. But there's been some cool shit, though. Remember I told you I'm driving with all the assholes and stuff? I was on my way to check out this Asian market that's nearby here, looking for some very specific food items because I want to make onigiri. And I also want to stuff it with like a sweet red bean paste. Now, from what I can understand, the sweet red bean paste is made with mung beans. And it's very difficult to find in like the regular grocery store. So you have to kind of go to a specialty Asian market. And I was pulling into this place. And this person, I wanted to say another word. This lady walks out and is like, I'm turning into the parking lot. She comes from between two cars where I can't see her, staring down at her phone, drink in her hand, and just walks out into the fucking the middle of the drive in the parking lot. So I like stomp on my brakes real quick, and then she just looks up at me like it's my fucking fault. And then instead of like putting knees to chest, like, bitch, get out the way, she just strolls on past. There's no time in my life when I'm so tempted at the idea of vehicular injury, let's not say homicide, but just hitting her in her ever-widening ass with the bumper of the car would have given me such a fucking chuckle. I would have laughed myself unconscious. So anyway, I was like, oh, why are you people like this? I walk into the market. The ladies in there are amazing. I wonder if I remember the name of this place. I swear to God, it was listed as Asian market when I looked it up. I'm not even kidding. Okay, maybe I was a little off. It's not Asian market. This is fucking crazy. Oh, that's the wrong one. It's Southeast Asian market. It almost sounds like that's not like that's not the name of the place, but rather a description of it. But they had so much great stuff in there. They had like whole frozen fish. They had steamed buns that were already pre-made frozen, so that you could just put them in, put them in a steamer and just let them cook. They had ube, which I've wanted to try for a while. I didn't get it. They had ube there, but it was ube jelly, which is like purple. It's a purple yam. It's supposed to be really sweet. But they had a lot of good stuff there, and it's a great place, so I wanted to check it out. And as I'm on my way out, like, I'm dealing, like, with a bunch of dickheads all day long, driving around being assholes. This lady just waddling through the parking lot. You know what I mean? Like, she's made out of concrete, and I won't run her the fuck over. And there's a homeless lady that's out there. We'll talk about that word in a minute. I know some of y'all out there might pull back when I say that shit, but they're not unhoused. Stop softening the language. They do not have home. They are without home, so they are homeless. You can find shelter anywhere, pretty much, but if you do not have a home, you are homeless. Stop making it. They don't give a fuck if you're saying it in a nice way. They would you call them anything if you give them a fucking house. So stop being a bitch about it and just put your big boy underwears or your big girl panties on and look the problem in the fucking face. Do something, anything. Don't come yelling at people who say the wrong fucking word. Stop being an asshole. Anyway, I digressed real hard right there. But back to the lady. She walks up to me and she's like, hey, man, you know, if there's anything you can help me out with, you know, I just need like $250 or whatever. And I'm like, I don't really carry cash on me like that anymore. So I'm like, well, she's like, I need to, I'm like, what? What did you say? She's like, I'm just trying to get me a wrap so I can make a blunt. I'm like, hey, look, I got some quarters in my car. I'll be right back. And I went straight and gave up some of my toll money so that she could get herself a blunt wrap. I'm like, you know what? I respect that level of honesty. She's like, man, it's already shitty enough that I'm out here and I got to be asking for this shit in the first place. Let me just be real. I just want to get high and not think about this shit. I'm like, bro, me too. Me fucking too. I had so much more respect for her for saying that than I had for anybody else that I run into that day, with the exception of the ladies at the store. You know? They were just way better. She's a way better person in my personal estimation. You know? What really makes me mad is all the AI bullshit we have. And I was trying to work out like a list the other day, trying to get some shit together for, like, you know, artwork and whatnot. And I was fucking around with Microsoft Word, and it kept doing all this wackadoo shit. And then I was looking at my stuff, and I'm like, why is nothing saved on my actual hard drive on my laptop? Everything is in the fucking cloud. And they don't give you an option to not do that. They just send everything to the cloud automatically. So you have to find a way to pin it down to your actual laptop. I'm like, I don't want this shit all over the place. Why don't I fuck around and don't pay off Microsoft 365, which is coming due soon. I have to do that. Yeah, fuck around and don't pay them. Then they're like, oh, we turn off your OneCloud. You can't access your stuff anymore. Are you fucking serious? What if I had like work documents or tax documents on there? Now you're holding my information hostage? This is really scary shit. We need to knock this shit off. I'm going to see what I could do to get as much of that stuff off the fucking cloud as possible and to stop that kind of shit from being a thing. Like, it wouldn't even back up the document I was saving to my hard, the hard drive on the laptop that I'm working on, I'm sitting directly in front of. It was sending the fucking file to the cloud. Stop doing that. I didn't ask for that. I didn't agree to that. I don't want it. What the fuck ever happened to just having the shit in front of you? I know it sounds like I'm just an old dude screaming at clouds, but I'm telling you, this is more John the Baptist just screaming at you guys. You are giving up way too much for not enough perceivable benefit. And eventually it's going to fuck us. It's going to fuck all of us. The more of us who just kind of like silently sit by and don't stand up and don't say anything and just roll our eyes and go, well, it's just the way of change. You're seceding too much of your own personal agency. It's not smart. It's not safe. And those people aren't doing that because they have your best interests at heart, right? You know what I mean? If they were, why are they charging you for it? You know what I'm saying? If it was such an altruistic thing, why do you have to pay so much for it? You ever think about that? They're intentionally doing something that countermands your own safety agency and, you know, personal privacy. If there is really a good altruistic reason for them doing it, why does it cost so much? It costs so much because if they do something screwed up with it and they have to fucking fight a lawsuit, they got your money already. And then when they have to settle a class action suit, after the hundreds of thousands of dollars you would have probably paid to them over X amount of years, they'll hand you back a check for $5. And they can do it. It's legal. Into some bullshit, but here we go. We run headfirst into it every time. Every time. Oh, my AI rants. Gotta love them, right? Yeah, that lady was actually, she actually gave me some fucking hope. She said, I just want to get a blunt, man. I'm trying to get high. I'm like, yo, I like that. I like that for you. That's awesome. Here, have this. This is all I got, but you can have it. And she was actually in fairly decent shape, which made me feel bad because I'm kind of pudgy. And I'm like, I got to do some more workouts and do my language stuff. Like, I'm hearing some stuff about the languages that I've been wanting to study. I hear certain words that I'm picking up on. I need to be more focused on it. One of the things I'm going to start doing is pulling up Crunchyroll and just like trying to see if I can get the Korean dubbing on some stuff. You know what I mean? A lot of the anime is just dubbed straight in Japanese, but if I can find something that's like dubbed in Korean as well and then watch it with English subtitles, I think that feeding the brain that too when I'm not actively doing a lesson would be great. So yeah, this is another thing to spend some fucking money on though, but I do want to get like a subscription to Rosetta Stone. I'd like to get a sponsorship from Rosetta Stone, bro. Maybe I have to write them and be like, yo, you still sponsor podcasts? Sponsor me, my dude. I'll take a good product. I mean, I already paid for one subscription, but I'd like one for me, and I wouldn't mind giving people a discount on like, you know, learning their own language or learning a new language. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be kind of dope. I'm going to have to look and do some more, like, you know, sponsorship kind of shit like that. I do a full read for them. Or if they wanted me to insert some ad copy or like a blurb into this, I'll definitely do that. I mean, would you mind sitting through like 30, 60 seconds of a Rosetta Stone ad for some money off the shit and for me to stop having to ask y'all for stuff? Like, bro, I'd be up for that. Rosetta Stone got good money. All that green is fine with me. But yeah, just thinking about that, I actually got a free code for Crunchyroll too. For 60 days, man, I'm going to wear that thing out. Binge it for 59 days and turn it off on day 59. You bastards aren't about to get any more money from me, sons of bitches. But yeah, I'm going to think about what I should watch. I found two shows. One is called Number 6 that looks kind of interesting. And another one, I think it's called Idaten Diaries. Looks kind of crazy, too. But I'm going to check those out. Then I go back to watching my Blue Lock, you know, catching up on Solo Leveling. There's another one, something about Elder Swordsman, or Elder, something Swordsman Teacher becomes like a legendary, whatever. I can't remember the name of the anime, but it was like available on, I think, Amazon Prime for like one episode for free, and then you go, the rest you can watch with Crunchyroll. I'm like, yeah, fuck, yes, see, they get you with the phones, they fuck you with the phones. It's like, feel like Joe Pesci, you know, he's like, first they give you this thing, but you can't just use just this thing. Oh my god, craziness. But I'm gonna get ready to get out of here because that rain is sounding kind of bad. But you know what's funny? I stopped because my wife mentioned that she wanted french fries last night. And I was in the middle of some shit and like, honestly, it was late as fuck. So the last thing I wanted to do was fire up some oil and throw some french fries into the fryer or into our basket, which I might actually end up doing later on. I don't know. So I stopped today when I was running my errands, and I stopped by at McDonald's. And I'm like, yo, I could just hit McDonald's real quick to see what's up. And I pulled up, and they're like, hi, will you be ordering our, you know, Crunchwrap Supreme combo meal today with your app? And I'm like, no. You know what I mean? I didn't say it like that, but I'm like, no, thank you. I'm fine. And instantly that shit turned off. Welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you? I'm like, oh, hell. I laughed so hard to myself when I closed the window. I'm like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Either that was a recording or they have one lady who's designed to like get you like, oh, well, you sound very pleasant. Well, sure, I'll order one of those. They get that to like bait you in. And then once that doesn't work, they send in the haggard fucking McDonald's veteran who's been working there for like 8 years. Is just like, I'm sick of this shit. What do you want? Bro, the change in the voice was hilarious. I looked at I got this picture in my head when I heard that voice. There's a lady talking, and I'm like, I can almost guarantee you I could draw her face based on what her voice sounded like. I came around the corner, I'm like, oh my god, I was right. Shade, shade. I was like, oh, you look exactly like you sound. That is not great. Like, I'm sorry for it. I'm sorry I've judged you, but like, I could see your voice painted your picture so beautifully. Oh, it was absolutely glorious. And it was actually a funny moment on the way home. I'm like, I'm gonna laugh about this shit for a while. And bless her heart, because, you know, you probably deal with dumbass people all day long. And I could just tell, it wasn't even that, you know, it was a bad thing. It was just, I could hear the exasperation and the I'm totally over it in her voice. I'm like, oh, I know exactly what that shit looks like, bro. Oh, it was so funny. Anyway, that was just a weird thing that happened to me this week. I'm going to be posting up this stuff about the art commissions on my Patreon and on the Blue Sky. So please go check those both out. Patreon.com/WanderingOneStudios. Blue Sky is studios.bsky.social. I've been thinking about this thing I want to do with maybe just mostly content creators. But I did it a long time ago. And I want to do a collaborative effort with certain creators. And I'm going to figure out exactly how I want it done. But then that's the other thing, too. Like, with the commissions, I got to figure out exactly how I want to approach those. But if you're interested in commissions, hit me up over there on Patreon. That's the best place to do it, so I don't lose your information, don't lose your contact, don't miss your request. And we'll talk about it from there. And then again, like I said, yeah, I'll probably end up doing a little bit of a stream tomorrow on Friday, August 22nd, 2025, just to kind of, you know, knock some of the dust off, you know what I mean? Be like, yeah, knock the dust or the rust, whichever one it is, and get back into it, playing some games. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Like, I'm halfway tempted to just run the story of the new Edge of Fate so I could just be done with it three fucking times in a row. Ugh. And then I might see about doing some dungeons over the weekend. I don't know. I've not been able to convince myself to give a shit about the in-game stuff. I'm more of a narrative guy in the first place, so like raids and stuff have never really impressed me. They've never really made me go like, ooh, I want to do this 1,800 times in a row. I just like to play the story and be fucking done with the thing. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. And maybe I'll go back to some old classics. Maybe some Final Fantasy. You know, Final Fantasy 7 or 9. Just go back to the old stuff. Or maybe I'll pull another demo. There's some demos that are coming out of Gamescom this week. I'd like to talk about some of that stuff as well as I see more of it. But unfortunately, it would happen during the time when the podcast isn't out. So, hopefully we'll get some... You get some news and updates about that in the next podcast, or maybe like another game thing on Patreon, like a game-centric podcast for Patreon. Who knows? That might just be a free one just to let the people jump in and say what's up. But I'm going to get out of here. Thank you guys so much again. Please feel free to tell a friend, family member, coworker. Like I said, you know, you love her. Don't tell your dog. They don't have a phone. You know, I hope they don't. Yeah. But tell another human being about the podcast this week. And again, don't forget to give yourself a gold star if you do decide to do that and you want to put it on somebody's phone. I don't think it's the coolest shit you could do. Maybe you could make a joke and be like, hey, I'm going to do this and pretend like I did it. I don't care. As long as it makes me laugh, it's worth it. But yeah, videotape that. Giving yourself a gold star or whatever it is that you want to give yourself a gold star for. Send me a short video over on Blue Sky or on Patreon so I can see it. Probably Blue Sky would be the easiest one. And yeah, I'll catch up with you cats later. That storm is coming in pretty hot, so I'm gonna stop this before the power blinks out. Love you guys, mean it. Catch you next week. I'm Link Flores. You guys are dope as always, and I'll catch you wanderers a little further down the road. Peace. Oh, and be careful for hurricanes. Yeah, listen to the authorities and get the fuck out the way if you need to. All right, love you, bye.